Hi, I'm Alice Bowler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Merlot.
Mm-hmm.
A grape which has gotten a very sort of checkered reputation in some respects, and certainly in some circles.
Mm-hmm.
A grape which has really never settled into a classic style, per se.
Especially in California.
Yeah, I think you sort of like Zinfandel in some reasons. You know, it takes on many different personalities, so it's kind of always an interesting exploration.
It is, and I went out and picked up four different Merlots at relatively inexpensive, and I was really kind of impressed by the variety of styles that I encountered. A lot of it had to do with geography. Let's start with the Chateau Saint Michel Indian Wells Merlot, Columbia Valley. This is 2012, $20.
Yeah,
and this was pretty much classic Washington State Merlot, which means it's going to be a little lean.
Yep.
Nice, clear fruit. A whole lot of structure. You really get the sense of structure in this thing.
Yeah, I've had that before and really enjoyed it.
It's an enjoyable wine. I refer to it as a good everyday Merlot.
Uh-huh.
I didn't find a whole lot of complexity to it, but what was there was really pretty decent.
Right.
So I have no qualms about recommending it, but you can do better.
Okay.
Okay. And here's a suggestion. The Praxis Merlot from Alexander Valley, a location that we both know well,
mm-hmm.
2010. So this wine's been in the bottle for a while. It also is about $20. And what you notice right away is the refinement on the nose, which I think comes from that extra aging. If it's just being released now, it really develops some nice things. There were field herbs, bayberry, violets, and a little touch of volatile acidity. But it was really, really nice. And it's a very deep, dark Merlot with a lot of nice citric side notes. I thought it's really well balanced for something like a good grilled steak or, you know, really, really perfect for that type of thing. When you really put your mind to it, you can make fabulous wine from Merlot. And let's not forget Chateau Petrus.
Yes.
In Bordeaux. One of the most expensive wines in the world is, you know, almost entirely Merlot. And the one that I got from Le Col number 41 from the Columbia Valley, also in Washington, mm-hmm. $28. That's a higher priced one. I thought this was a really wonderfully elegant wine. I was very impressed with it. And speaking of Bordeaux, that's what it really, really reminded me of.
Really?
It had that kind of, first of all, the structure, the tannins, the not overwhelming fruit, but very, very good fruit. The wine showed me just a lot of nice things, like deep, dark fruit flavors, a touch of oaky vanilla, a smack of ginger in the finish. Everything was really well proportioned
Sounds
in this
terrific.
Wine. And I thought it was just the most elegant of the Merlots I had. And I think it's a very, very nice Saturday night dinner wine. But Hugh, the best that I had, and it really kind of surprised me, but it shouldn't have. Remember old Billy Hill?
From
we
New
used
York?
To talk, no, Billy Hill in the Central Coast.
Oh, yes, William Hill, right.
William Hill, you right. know, we used to call him Billy,
old Billy.
Hill.
Right. From, you know.
Their State Merlot, Central Coast, 2013, sells for $14. This is a huge bargain. This is a thick, opulent, just loaded with fruit, beautiful, beautiful wine. Everything was again, in proportion, but when you look at the price and you look at the pleasure it delivers, it's just astonishing. So
that's
the William
great.
Hill gets my vote as the best of this whole lot. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.